Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yes, everybody. Welcome back to another brew. I'm on a tea. We got Trev on water. He didn't want a brew. And we got Jay's on a brew as well. That's a nice mug.
Yes, all right.
How's it all going? Right, so today is allegedly Jadon Sancho deadline day, and the oracle of the transfer window, Fabrizio Romano, has just tweeted. I'm not buying it, me, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But here's what the tweet is. It says, Michael Zorc... Oh, how are you doing, Trev? Welcome to the brew.
Stay in. Don't even acknowledge.
Totally not flapping. Not buying it.
Doesn't answer anything, really. That, not, does it? It's not buying it. Yeah. Meaningless.
Well, I'm like that. I've always been of the way that transfer speculation does me head in. So until I see them in a red shirt.
Oh, don't be like that, Trev.
Seriously.
Oh, come on. It's a cop out, though, isn't it?
You've not seen him on Twitter. He's not into it.
I'll tell you the reason why. It's like, you obviously, you know, we used to work at United, right? And, you know, we used to have meetings with Sir Alex, you know what I mean? Like once, twice a year. So like junior coaches and everybody would be sat there, stuff like that. And he'd always say, and I loved it, he'd said, "Dinna bother, son. Not that. Dinna bother about transfer speculation."
He's Irish.
Until we see him in the shirt. And he's right, because we're Man United.
I know things can go tits up right up until that moment.
Unless, of course, it's John Obi Mikel, yeah. Even when he's in the United shirt.
Well, there you go. There we go. But don't you know, but he wasn't even in the United shirt, was he? He didn't even get in the United shirt.
No, he was sat in a press conference wearing a United shirt.
That was as close as we got.
20 minutes later, he's playing for Chelsea.
But no, I honestly, mate, I am. My mates laugh at me and they go, "And you're probably the Archer." I said, "No, I'm not interested." When I see them in a United shirt coming out of that tunnel, or because I've got no people there, and he says to me, "He's in." I believe it, but all this speculation, crap.
All the speculation aside.
Well, that's the end of that video, then.
All the speculation aside, all the speculation crap, as you put it. Is Jadon Sancho someone you'd want to see United? Is he a player that you
think... And I've got to be honest, again, I've not seen enough of him.
Well, fair enough.
Do you know what I mean? It's like...
Joe, just turn the gain up on our three mics.
I've not seen enough of him. And do you know what? It's not the kid's fault, because again, everything...
Max it out.
...is 100 mil, 120 mil. Do you know what I mean? And it's not the kid's fault, because if he comes and then, you know, which football fans, I say that in inverted commas, because I'm still one of them cynical people, like, we have 75,000 go and 70,000 don't know shit all about the game after 2 minutes of slagging your players.
There are people that are more fans of transfers than football.
Do you know what I mean? And I just think to myself, if the kid comes, just let's see what he's about. Let him sell. I mean, it's an exciting prospect. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I've seen little bits of him on TV and stuff like that. But as we know, if you look at a few of the players that have come to Man United from other places, coming to the Premiership is a massive, massive step. Bailly, Lindelof. Now, for me, right, obviously, because...
Yes, Dave.
Well, I got that one for then.
You know exactly what he's on about.
We bought him in. We bought them in, and it's like the Portuguese lads and this and that like him, but they come to the Premiership, mate, just... And they haven't progressed as they should have progressed. You've got to hit the ground running, haven't you? And there's going to be a lot of pressure on this young kid if he comes in. There's going to be a lot of pressure. But I'm one to say, if you're old enough, you're good enough. Do you know what I mean? I want to see the kids put in and given a chance. Because if they were foreign, they would do that. Because they invest in foreign. That's always been the case. Jose, what's it called? Jesus. Do you know what I mean? What, 18 playing at Man City's first team? Like, that would happen at United. I mean, your tweets were going about that Bellingham. I was just laughing. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why are we going to get this kid at 16? He's not going to be playing in midfield.
No, I thought that. I thought, okay, good prospect, few years down the line. But do people think it was like him or Matic for next season? Like, he was never going to take someone's starting place, was he?
That's
what United have to improve, is our starting 11. You know, not our squad. Although Matic, you do need to do that as well.
Yeah, so honestly then, are you telling me he's warranted a 3-year contract?
No.
Because I don't know how that happened.
Because pre-lockdown, everyone's going. Now, when he first came in, I was thinking, oh my God. And my mate's a Chelsea fan, and he said, Trev, you got a bargain it. And he played, and I'm thinking, this kid's great.
He was like, great free. Yeah, he was like a leader as well. He was very talkative.
And then he just obviously got tired or whatever, and you know, a few injuries kicked in and his legs went. I'm thinking, no. And if it was McTominay and Fred, you must be thinking, what have I got to do, really? Because they could do his job. They could do his job and still free up Bruno and the other fella.
your mate.
The other fella. Do you know what I mean? To do what they do. Do you know what I mean? So post.
What's going on here, Trev?
In terms of Pogba? I just want commitment.
Yeah, I agree.
Listen.
If he signs a new deal, listen, there's an exceptional player in there. Show up to our kid.
There's an exceptional player in there, right? No one doubts his ability. What everybody doubts, really, is his application. And that is the common denominator with this kid. Do you know what I mean? I've seen him live. I've seen him seen him come through the ranks, know what he's about. The youth team, with all them lads, Jesse, do you know what I mean? Ravel. They were a phenomenal youth team, them kids. And Pogba was instrumental in that. But I will say, and I'll always say it, he could not lace Ravel's boots.
We were talking about this before. We watched that team. I watched that team.
I went
to the final. Sheffield United in the final. I went to that. I think, was it Chelsea in the semis?
Yeah.
I think so. And for me, Ravel was a standout player. And I've always said that. Yeah. He was. I know people go, when I sat there and watched that, 8 years ago, 9 years ago, I remember saying, Ravel Morrison.
Didn't win player of the year, though.
No, he didn't. And I, you know, we had a good team. You know, we were talking before, like Sunnicliffe, players like Keane, other players that were sort of held that team together
ben
as well.
Ben Pearce and Reds, mate.
It was a quality team throughout that team. It wasn't just one or two.
Yeah.
But for me, Ravel was a standout, closely followed by Paul Pogba, if I'm being honest.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, and that's the sad thing about it, obviously. You know, like I said, knowing the kid personally, you know what I mean? Knowing what they're about, you know what I mean? It's the way it goes, obviously, you know. It's been well documented about scenarios, but again, a lot of people don't know the backstory to it, and that's the same thing that's happening at the moment, I think, in terms of Jesse. Do you know what I mean? People don't really know the backstory, stuff like that, and when you're asked to do certain things within the club and you love Man United and you do anything for Man United, you do it, which may be detrimental to your performances. And if your performances are bad, we're not a forgiving stadium, are we?
No.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, if people can, like, you know, you might.
I think the stadium can be, though. It's more online, I see. Online's brutal,
isn't it?
But in the stadium, I think there's a little bit more patience.
Right.
But yeah, I mean,
If we can be a stadium where, I don't know if you've probably not been old enough, but I've seen him with banners, Giggsy out. Giggsy out.
I remember Giggs getting booed.
Booed?
I remember him getting booed. I remember that.
Giggsy out.
I remember Van Nistelrooy getting booed.
And you're like, what?
Yeah.
So we are quite unforgiving, I think. But maybe they may be the day trippers. I don't know. But like you say, Twitter now.
How'd you go to the Old Trafford with a banner? Giggsy out.
But honestly, mate.
What are you doing there, son? Shut up, dad.
Do you know what I mean?
Making a fucking banner.
I mean, and then that's it. You just think, hey, some of the stuff. I mean, I go in, you know what I mean? You're sitting there for 2 minutes and the slating players, I'm like, no, Trev, shut up. I'm chanting in my head. I'm chanting on it in my head. I'm chanting because that's what I do to keep me sane. Because I know there's going to be an instance where I say to this bloke, mate, it is 3:03. And you have just abused, you know, A, B, and C because he's not got to a ball or because of that. Jesus.
I used to give Gary Neville shit.
Did you?
Yeah, when my old seat was, I was in East Lower, so just at the bottom of K stand, and it was right on the line of the box.
Yeah, yeah.
So Gary Neville was just always in my eye line. And for his last couple of years, he was shit. So this was a phrase I might have said once or twice. Oh, fuck off, Neville.
But here's one for you then. So I was, because obviously as a coach, you usually have to sit in the academy stand, right, which is near the tunnel. You know what I mean? And we were playing Arsenal in the cup, and I don't even remember it. And Henri had picked the ball up at the halfway line. And that, what I get really frustrated is as a coach is when defenders don't commit, you know, don't back off into the box. You're backing off into the 18-yard box. There comes a time where you can't tackle them. And the forward or the striker will see that and go, and it's either you win it or it's a pen. So commit yourself further up the field. Do you know what I mean? So he has to beat you, doesn't he? Or he has to pass. But at least you've got a chance of maybe recovering then. Anyway, Henri picked the ball up at the halfway line and he's bearing down on Neville. I'm going, press him, press the ball. And I mean, you know what I mean? I'm thinking out loud, I'm not realising. Press the ball, press it. Next minute, he's dropped his shoulder, gone inside, but bang, goal. I'm like, fuck's sake, Neville. Next minute, these three heads turn around and look at me. One's a girl and a lad and someone else. And I went, what? I'm right, though. And this bloke behind me says, yeah, he is fucking right. You should have fucking tackled him up the pit. Afterwards, going to the players' lounge.
What?
Who is it? Neville's sister.
I was going to say.
What's she called? The basketball, the netball girl.
Is it Tracy Neville?
Tracy, yeah.
I was about to say, is that Tracy
mate,
Neville?
Mate, the look like that. So obviously she's so G. And I used to be quite friendly with him, really, not knowing the field lads. Well, they spoke after that.
Really?
But he's different now. I mean, he's different. Yeah. I think he's different, do you know what I mean? But it's funny, and you know, that's the difficulty of when you're a fan and you work there as well, and you see things you don't actually realise, do you? And it's like,
That's understandable, though. That's criticising or not being happy about something that you can see needs doing. Sometimes it's just bluster. It's just nonsense for the sake of shouting.
Fuck off out of our club.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that about?
What, before anything, you know, or my favourite, I see some, I know Twitter, you can't look too much in it, but you know what? I hope we lose today. Get rid of him.
What's that about?
Yeah, I've seen them ones. Like, yeah, I hope Jose beats us today, so get rid of Ollie.
I can only assume those people have no mates.
Yeah, what are you on about? I've never wanted that.
You just think, fuck off. And it gives him, it just sets that fire, doesn't it? You know, like, you know, I'm talking about Jesse, because, you know what I mean? Obviously, you know what I mean? He's one of my boys, isn't he? You know what I mean? And whether you think he may be coming to the end of his United kit, whatever, but he's United, I can speak, United, that kid is through and through Man United, and he will die for United, he'll go through brick walls for United, do you know what I mean? And obviously he's not had a great season, like you say, and obviously things are coming out now about the reason for that, do you know what I mean? But if your manager asks you to go through that wall, and you're not fit and you're not ill, you're going to do that, you know what I mean? But when you're on Twitter and you go, you can do something positive on Twitter, like you might have donated whatever, and then someone goes, yeah, fuck off out of the club.
It's true. And yeah, it wasn't, like, do you know what? It wasn't that long ago that Marcus was getting the same thing.
Marcus was getting
exactly the same thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Start of the season.
I'm done with him. He can fuck up. What? What, the 21-year-old who scored like 50 goals for us? Yeah, he can get out of my club. What are you on about?
What's saying Marcus is a little bit is obviously the government thing, which is funny because I've seen a tweet today and it said, we're the first club to create history by doing the treble. We're the first club to do back-to-back doubles. And we're the first club to change government policy.
Show me, which is, when's the parade?
Which is funny.
Well, as all the clubs change government policy, but I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah,
right.
We've got a super chat here from Zachary. It says Zorka's just announced the deal is off and his contract extended a further year last summer. You don't announce that his contract was extended last summer today.
Do you know what I mean?
That's just a fact. His contract was extended. It's not. I saw a lot of people in the comments, and that's why I was reading the comments rather than diving in with you then, because I was just making sure what the crack is. He's not had another contract extension. He extended his contract last summer.
Right.
He's a bit of a, not a loose cannon, this talk, but he talks a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Every day he says something else. And I don't know how you can put much weight into what he's saying.
Anyone behind the camera now want to go and pull up every instance where he said, over my dead body, am I selling him?
Yeah.
Three days later, bosh.
He does talk a lot. He's like a sort of, what's his name? Gally Cook type character. Remember him? I miss him. I miss those days.
There's an amazing book, which I think is called The Club,
right,
about the, basically how money just flooded into the Premier League 1993 onwards. And there's a whole chapter on Gary Cook.
He was amazing.
It's fantastic.
Really?
Honestly, his box office.
He is. Everything he's, until it obviously went horribly wrong, like across the line, but he was hilarious.
Less than a fucking clue what was going on.
Yeah.
You
are.
So Dembele, here we go. Michael Zork, Borussia Dortmund have ended speculation that French international Ousmane Dembele could leave the club after one season. Blah blah blah. He says we've seen what we've seen from him was extraordinary, both in his value for the team and his development. You can always get the feeling he can do something special, blah, 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 blah. Where's the line?
No way Dembele will leave.
All right, yeah, and he says, no way Dembele will leave.
You know what?
That was just before he signed for Barcelona.
Today's game is just... It's just mad, isn't it? Because, like, you know, players can kiss badges. You know, we first saw it, didn't we? Players used to kiss badges and da-da-da, and then we'll never leave, and this is my club, and they go, because... The black and white matter of it is like money talks.
Of course it
end
does.
Of. Do you know what I mean? End of. And you know, whether you like it or not, people go, oh yeah, well, it's not, it's market forces that force the players transfer and the wages to go up. And you know, if someone says to you now, right, yeah, come and do my podcast, forget that one and I'll give you in, you know, whatever, £2 a week.
double his wage.
You double his wage. You're going for it, aren't you? No, but you know what I mean? And it just really annoys me when all these people going, he's never going anywhere, he's never doing this, and the next minute.
You can never talk in absolutes like that.
Have you seen the hysteria at the moment? I mean, what changed it with them across the road?
Well, oh, yeah.
You showed me, didn't I?
Yeah, yesterday.
Foundation Coffee House?
Yeah.
Hey. No?
Is yeah.
Okay.
But do you know what I mean? You just think to yourself, the hysteria is just unbelievable.
But the 80, if you like any United forum mentions it, oh, we don't look happy. What do you know? He loves it.
If people are going to go, they're going to go. You know, I truly believed, you know what I mean? I wanted Jose in, right? I was a Jose man, right? All right, let's take into context. Yeah, the style of football weren't great, but in terms of how he is, we had two of the best coaches in Europe, one defensively and one offensively. Do you know what I mean? Now, for me, I think because of politics at United, we didn't bring him in after Fergie, which we should have done.
Yeah, I agree
because
with that.
Because if Moise had took us to the quarterfinal of the Champions League, where he could have took us, I'm not saying we would have won the final, but I just think he could have gone further, right?
I think Mourinho got at least 25% more out of Moise's team because he loved the old soldiers,
right,
didn't he?
There you go.
And he had old soldiers, yeah. And he knew how to like let them have a day off here and there to keep them going.
That's right. And I just think, listen, at the end of the day, for me, I just thought, at that time, Jose and Pep were going, right, we want to go down in history as the first manager that has managed every top team in Europe. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, obviously they're talking about him going into Juventus, weren't they, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, if you look at it, so it's Man United or Man City, Barcelona, Real Madrid. You know what I mean? Look at your CV there.
Yeah.
When you're a 70-year-old man, what do you manage? Oh, just bang.
Just
do you know what I mean? But, yeah, it's weird. People make me laugh when they go, he'll never go. If someone come for Dembele now and go, yeah, we're giving you 400 grand a week, I'll have it out.
Yeah, like, we've seen it, haven't we? With some of the biggest players in the world who've gone, you think, oh, they'll never leave. You know, no one thought, going back a bit, but no one thought Figo would leave Barca, go Real Madrid. No one. He won't do that. He'll never do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he did. Do you know what I mean?
Like, but is that because football's a good
How'd you
thing?
Get a pig's head in the stadium?
I don't know. That's so weird, that, isn't
I
it?
Can't
do you know what? I've looked at that.
Corner. What?
I love it when, like, was it in the Barcelona president or whatever, it was his own fault for taking corners. It's like,
listen, if you can get a flare in, you can get a pig's head in.
That's true.
Adam, I knew this would come up today. Did you see the video from last night? Ollie said they want more cash. It'll come Tuesday. Right. Do you know what they were talking about? They were talking about pizzas.
Were they not talking Norwegian?
I don't know.
Was someone putting a Norwegian thing?
Gotta be honest. I don't know who you're talking to.
I don't know who he was talking to, though, because at first I thought it was Matt.
Yeah, Gorton.
Matt H, but I don't know.
I'll speak Norwegian in Gorton.
Speak English in Gorton.
I don't know. Might have been the words that they said, but what was the context? What was the context? Have you been upgraded in your hotel room? They want more cash. They sort it for Tuesday, though.
I know.
That could easily have been it, couldn't it? Like,
yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it, when people do bang all these things. I mean, You've seen all those, is it Joe and Co, what they do when they put people's faces on and voices. I think they're just brilliant the way they do. But people just sit there, don't they, and just go, right, we'll take that out of context and we'll put that into there and we'll, you know, because I'm, technology just, it all this baffles me, as you know, we're talking about somebody today. And I'm like, when I see things going, I go, what? And you think he's really saying it. So, joke. If he's going to come, mate, the Sancho kid is going to come. I'll wait and see.
Can't do that, Trev. You can't just wait and see. You've got to know now. You've got to know. Everyone needs to know.
Fucking coming on in a transfer window again.
Yeah,
but because it's just so.
Wait and see. It might happen. It might not. I'm not bothered.
But it's just everyone just gets all thing about it. You know what I mean?
They get angry, mate. They get angry. They don't even like to wear.
Do they get angry? They're in the comments angry.
They don't even like to hear. We don't know.
Like you put someone on today about someone, right? I don't know what it was. Something totally irrelevant. Not irrelevant. I mean, what was it relevant to transfer? And they went, just sign Sancho now. And then he triggers someone. Just say Sancho now.
It's like United could put a tweet out about, like, I don't know, a remembrance service. And the reply would be, announce Sancho.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, remember, someone could die, like a legend at the club, and it could be like, you know, rest in peace, whoever. And yeah, the first sweaty replies will be, announce Sancho, when we're signing Sancho. Yeah. You're like...
Mate, honestly, there are people...
You're mentally ill.
I mean, we all play video games, and signing the players is the fun part. But there's, like, literally everything else about football is more important than the transfers.
Yeah.
And more fun than the transfers. I think there's a lot of people are like... Football fans for transfer season, and then sound will see you in January. Or December, let's be real.
Not bothered now.
For speculation.
I just think, go back to the old ways. Transfer, you buy whenever you want, right through the season.
Yeah, but then Jim White don't get his tie out. And actually, I remember that, because it was like the third Thursday in March, wasn't it, that you could sign up to. People still did last-minute deals, like, I'm going to get for the last 6 weeks of the season with this lot.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But it's true, I just think, just go back to that. Just go back to that. It's like, you know, again, I'm well documented with my argument about the academies having worked there. No, get rid of them. A joke. Academies were a joke. Top six were a joke.
Yeah.
So a thousand kids that go through them academies. No, go back to the old school. 16, you get a trial for Man United, City, Everton, whoever you get a trial for. No, I didn't mention the other ones, did I? Not mention
well
them.
Done.
So you get a trial, right? 16. Bang, you get signed on, you've got 2 years to prove it.
Yeah.
Right, let's go for it. Because the kid then has to work his trots off to do it. But if you, unfortunately, brainwash kids at 9 and 10 that they're playing for Man United, and then there's no support network after that, it's chaotic.
Yeah.
So go back to that, having a kid. Listen, Jesse did it. Rashford's done it. My man Greenwood's done it. Been at the club since he was 7 and 8. That is a hell of a long time.
Yeah, of course.
And if you do the statistics of that, I would like the stats. That's one for you kids. To work out, find out how many kids playing in the Premier League now started off as a 6 or 7 year old at the satellite system, gone through to the academy and gone through.
And made the debut for
and
that
made
club.
A debut.
There's
not
that club. Not that any club.
And the salary is not.
There's not that many in like the under 18s. No. That have
been in it, 0.1%.
I swear, mate, honestly.
Is that the post they did?
That was why they did it. Oh, 0.28.
I thought that, something like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you won't get, and then you get these people just signing people just to stop people cracking on. I had a debate about Jack Rodwell the other day, and when we were in for him, weren't we? We were looking at him
when he was signed.
And he was really, really good kid. He's had good, you know, I'd watched him a few times myself and I thought, yeah, he's got something. And City just signed him just to stop us from getting him, and then never played him and gets injured, and then Ed goes.
Yeah.
Because they're not understanding it. They're not understanding that players want to play. They want to play. And if you're not in that first team at 21, mate, look, you need to go.
The under 23s as an age group is fucking nuts. Because no one's like on the cusp of their 23rd birthday, not a sniff of playing for United and going to be any good.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
I mean, it's one of them. I think Chris Casper holds the record. I think Chris Casper was playing in the reserves for like someone else who was 26.
Wow.
Really?
And then went on to, sort of, I think they went on to play at Bury or manage Bury or something.
He went managing.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he managed
But Bury it's because, again, young. That thing about you love Man United.
Yeah.
You know, we love Man United. Do you know what I mean? And you will do, and you're just like, I'll hang on to another season, or another season, or another season. So why are these kids now, the question we got to ask is, why are these kids now going abroad to learn the trade and then coming back?
Because the Premier League's cutthroat. You've got managers last 6 months at best. So when he's got a 17-year-old prospect or the guy on 50 bag a week, he goes with the guy on 50 bag a week because he thinks he's probably going to get him done. Whereas there actually might be a bit of talent in those 17-year-olds if they actually trusted them. But the managers aren't there long enough to be able to even look at what's in the academy and start bringing them through. Yeah. That's the problem.
And that is the issue you see coming today with Jose. People forget that. People go, oh, we won't try him. But his methods was, he won't try and tested. If I've got you and you and Steve's on 150 Premier League games, and he's an all right player. He's a good player. He's on the starting 16. He's on the bench, comes on. And I've got you, a prospect, Jay, who's like, everyone's raving about this kid. He scores so-and-so. But he's only 18. I'm under pressure. Can't really put him in.
You saw that with Jose when he was at Chelsea. Because everyone sort of beat him with that stick, didn't they? He had De Bruyne and he had Salah. But he won the league that season. And I think it was a point that he was making, was that he hadn't got time to be...
And that's why I said, go back to that thing.
That was his MO, wasn't it?
Yeah. 2 years, bang, trial, you've got the pro forms, mate. 2 years you're in.
It's just getting
and start playing you.
I mean, you're no better than me, but it seems to be getting harder though for these kids as well. Because you look at like Chelsea, always
being international to make a debut. Yeah, now.
They always win the FA Youth Cup. They're bringing in players. And what when Lampard took over, what they had like 49 players out on loan.
63
players out on loan.
But Jay couldn't sign anyone.
Do you know what I mean?
And then they got the
five
ban lifted.
Teams out on loan.
And then they didn't sign anyone by choice.
Do you know what I mean?
I just think. I just think. You know. I look at the game and it has evolved and it does, you know what I mean? And do you know what I mean? But you just go, sometimes, you know, this kid here, he's not bad at him, but yeah, Dalot.
Yeah.
So Dalot's coming on here and done exceptionally well, right? It's two or three games. Oh, two or three games. Come on, are you impressed? You must have thought, when he's not bad this kid. When he first came in, Steve.
Yeah, I don't mean. On the ball, good defensively, yeah.
Right. But he's coming, he's 18 thinking, not bad. No. And then where have you played him? Have you played him higher up on the pitch then?
Yeah, on the wing. Was it against?
Right. I don't know. But he played one on the right and then he had a bit of...
Right wing gate, young boy.
And he had... Not bad. And then he played him again. And it's like, his head's gone. Yeah. Now, this is my worry about Greenwood. Right? This is my worry. Right? This kid, for me, is an out-and-out number nine. Natural. Raw. Deadly with either foot.
Yeah.
Either foot.
Right.
Now, we then start to go, yeah, well, we're playing wide. We're playing in the three. We're playing wide on the right.
Right.
Where he drifts in and out of the game.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't really know in terms of the intellect of about a right winger,
yeah.
Right? Because he's not played there. He's there to score goals. Now, here's the analogy. Danny Welbeck.
Yeah.
Same scenario. Look at Welbeck. Unbelievable in the academy. In the reserves. Came on. Number nine. Boom, boom, boom. We played him out left. I think we played him against Leeds. Out left or something like that. Fergie, because we were short. But he did all right. Next game, he did all right. Played him against it. His head's gone. So now he was known as a wide player.
Yeah.
Not down the middle. Arman, Martial.
Yeah.
Mr. Sulker.
Right.
Right?
Hey, not fucking sulking much with Sulker, well, though, is it?
Well, the thing is, yeah, because again, right, here's a scenario now. You take him out of his comfort zone, his position. Of course he can do a job on the wide. Of course he can, but we know that's where he wants to play. Do not please let this happen to Greenwood, where we go... He has a few bad games and we don't see him. For me at the moment, it should be a like for like. So we'll play Martial for 70 minutes and then bang Greenwood down there.
Yeah.
Simple, like for like. Oh, we start with
physically, he's still learning.
He's still exactly our kid. But if you look at our strike force, we had the banter, didn't we, on Twitter with some people about the partnership and you're going, you idiots. So you don't know about Colin Keane.
Yeah,
you don't know about Teddy and Ollie. You don't know about Kiddo and Law, or do you know what I mean? Yeah, stuff like
what,
that.
About having the depth.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? No, some kid. What did he put? I can't remember.
It was about partnerships.
Partnerships. Like. Do you know what I mean? And you just go in. So if Yorkie.
Well, that was it. Was because Marshall and Rashford.
Well, yeah, that, that's right. That's right.
Praising each other, and everyone likes to pit him against one another. Yeah. Don't they? And it becomes this thing where, and I've seen it already with Greenwood. It's like Rashford. You know, he's got to go now.
Yeah.
Time for Greenwood.
Rashford's
got to go. Yeah. He's just had his best season ever. He's 22 years old.
You know
and
I mean?
Now it's time for him to go.
Do you know what I mean? So for me, it's like, you know, if Coley was injured, Yorkie didn't play.
Yeah.
Very rarely. Yeah. Right, right. It was Ollie and Teddy. Or every now and again.
It took a couple of months and it was like October when he was like, oh.
Well, yeah. I thought, remember out. When we bought York, and it, I think it was Charlton.
Yeah.
And I think it started York and Ollie. And they both scored two goals.
And I thought that's
and
what
I thought
be.
That's it.
I did. Yeah.
And Cole and Sheringham came on.
Yeah.
But then something just clicked, didn't it?
Yep.
With York and Cole,
you know what
and
I mean?
They were on the wavelength, and that was it.
Very rare. If you look at percentage, very rare when they play together. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, you know, Pally and Brucey. You know what I mean? And then Ronnie Johnson and Berg. They were the pair.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So if Pally was injured, very rare you see Brucey playing without him. And so you just think to yourself, these partnerships can evolve and can be great. But
I'd
I don't
watch
think
the 1991 Cup Winners' Cup final.
Where did I watch it?
Yeah.
There.
You did Rotterdam.
Fair play.
There, mate.
Right.
I was on my sofa at home.
I'm Russia.
Because I was six. What?
I'm Russia.
I'm Russia. Yeah, but no one cares about Russia. This is Russia. This is the official
there, mate.
European Cup Winners' Cup
in
fan
our
club.
Stand, in our,
we love that.
Bring it back. It was the best trophy that the world ever seen.
We went with
we're
the club.
Always going on about
because you got to remember again how the clubs evolved. You know, back then, you know, Fergie, again, what you created from the cleaners right through to the top. You know, you can't. Everybody spoke about it.
What do you think about Johan Cruyff's choice of wearing a Mac on the sideline?
I love Johan Cruyff.
Chain smoker, one.
Do whatever he wants.
Fucking madman. I've been reading his autobiography at the minute.
I'll tell you a cracking one.
Yeah.
You know when the when we signed Yordi?
Yeah.
And his missus was international. for Holland, I think, women's football, and right. he came into the Cliff and he said to my mate Dave Ryan, Ryan was charged of the community and the academy goalkeeper, and he came in, and Dave was heavily involved in women's football then, before we started in 2002, by the way. I thought I'd drop that one in. And Dave was heavily involved in women's football, and he was managing Oldham then. And Jordi Kraft came in, he said, "Oh, I've been giving your name to speak to about my girlfriend. She plays football." And Dave goes, "Oh yeah, she played for me." He goes, "Oh, she played. She's played quite well. She's international." "Oh yeah, right. Okay, yeah, yeah." He goes, "Maybe she can have a trial here." He said, "We don't have a team here, but you know, I can give you a few teams." Yeah, I can give you a few teams. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, and we're looking at Dave, and he's not clocking it, and we're going, Dave doesn't know who this is. he thinks he's some bloke, just random bloke wandered into the Cliff.
With a mad gone. Accent.
You know what I mean? So he goes, yeah, he goes, "I'll let you know." So then he goes, "Okay, thanks very much." And when he walked out, we went, "Do you know that was a gaffer?" He went, "No," he went, "Jordi Kraft." "Because what?" "Yeah, his missus, he plays for the..." He's like that. He's like, "And you're giving her, like, you know, dog shit United to go and play for them." Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean? It was superb, mate. Oh, superb.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
We'll let you know. Like, great stuff. But I just think, you know what I mean? United at the moment, yeah. Listen, still in transition period. But all that. You know what I mean? What really annoyed me, I think, is that because when we had this discussion, didn't we, on the other channel that we did, I wasn't an Ollie man. You know that.
No.
And listen, not a kid person. I love him. He's a great bloke. He's a top player. Da, da, da. But that's not a prerequisite for him to be a manager. And I say, anybody here, we can go away to PSG, one of the hardest teams ever, and we beat them, and then we lose 11 games on the trot, and you're still in that seat. What's that about? Because the club never came out and said, there was no honesty and transparency to say, right, we're going to do what they have done up the road and stuck with the manager for 4 or 5 seasons. If they say that, everybody's happy.
Yeah.
We know where we're at, but they didn't do that. They delayed that. So we're going, what's happening? We're losing games here. Is he technically very good? What's his strategy? Can he go from plan B? Plan A, plan B? What? And we weren't getting that. But I think you see it now that obviously it's our realisation. This is what we've got to do. We've got to keep with him. We've got to back him. But if you don't give him the dosh that he requires, if you don't give him the
Louis got the same treatment.
You know what I mean?
Jose got the same treatment.
And it's
all the same, isn't it? Two seasons for Louis.
It's wrong.
Two and a bit for Jose.
Jose should have had more, man. And listen, if you can't promise him...
Oh, that fucking party was over.
No, but listen, our kid, you can't promise a man money. I can't say to you, come with me, Steve. Come on, I'm giving you 50 mil, and then you're getting 20.
But it was that run where it ended him.
No, because he didn't give a shit, did he?
Do you know what, with Jose, right?
They should have
made that round. They should have made that decision in the summer.
Yeah.
They did the worst of both worlds because they kept him and didn't back him.
Didn't back him.
So you either say, right, listen, you got us a second, thank you,
correct,
but you're not for us.
Correct.
Here's your payoff, off you go.
Yeah. Oh, give him what he's after.
They kept him on and went, here's Fred, who you don't want.
But he also was like,
who you don't rate, and here's a third choice.
But let's look at it. Look,
he was also trying to get a Shaw, Pogba, Marshall.
But they had to make a decision, and he didn't. They just.
But
left
why
it.
Though? Because you know, at the end of the day, they don't care what anybody says. The manager rules the roost. Yeah. I'm old school. No, mate.
No, he should, but I don't think he does.
Well, no, you're right. He doesn't, but he should.
Yeah.
Right, because I'm saying to you now, he would not. Pogba would not go like that in front of Fergie. Right, Martial would not go that in front of Fergie. Any player would not. The great legend is gone now. You're a manager, I come in, bang. You tell me anybody who don't come in with their own team. Someone says to me, Trev, I want to do a podcast about football, Man United, da, da, da. I'm going, right, I want Jay, I want Alisson. That's what I want, that's my team.
Yeah.
If you say to me, no, you're having so-and-so, I'm going, I'm not doing it. Not having it.
With Jose.
You cannot promise the man X amount. And so therefore, why should I then, if you're promising me this and that and I'm not getting it, why should I give you 100%?
Yes, but also you've got to make do with what you've got. You can't just sulk. Because then nothing's going to happen, isn't it? I agree that he wasn't backed. Fucking totally.
Yeah.
But there's be a fucking man about it, man.
You know as well, Trev. He was sending out messages with the United team. When he's got three at the back against West Ham and Scott McTominay's staying on the pitch and he's taking off Lindelof. When he's putting Ander Herrera at centre back against
But he's doing
Spurs,
it on purpose, isn't he?
Exactly.
He's doing
he's,
it.
He's sending out a message and we can't
But this is the intellect of the man.
It's madness,
this is
mate.
The intellect of the man, yeah. And he knows what the score is. You
of
can't
course,
tell
I'm
him.
Not
and them above going, Woodward, you dick.
We went to Anfield, right? And yes. It's like they're down our left-hand side, yeah. And he takes off his fullback and brings on Fellaini. And leaves Paul Pogba sat on the bench.
I know.
He's literally spat his dummy out, right, and going, right, I've had enough.
But you know, yeah, I mean...
And you can't carry on.
We don't need to regress about that, but we know it's a big personality thing as well. And you know what I mean? Pogba.
He would have just taken down the entire ship just to prove a point. He was at that point, and it was like... But we shouldn't have gone into that season the way
we should never gone into that scenario.
We should have said, right, listen...
Like I said, you can say what you want about him. He's one of the best defensive coaches we've ever had in Europe, ever. And the man, you know what I mean? So, you know what, listen, it's going to be tough there at Tottenham, doesn't it, if you don't get the dust.
Already, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, that seems like an odd marriage to me, that.
Hey. You would have thought that? No one would have thought
Daniel
that.
Leave it together. I know. With that one.
With money.
I wonder if I will do first.
I don't know. Well, there was talk when there was part of a takeover, and it's like, but you know when you say, like, no man's bigger than the club, but he'll think he is bigger than that club.
Fucking right, he will.
Yeah, but
more people know Jose Mourinho is than know anything about Spurs.
All right, then. So if Fergie walked in... If Fergie walked into, I don't know, any other Premiership club, is he not bigger than it in the club?
Fergie don't count.
Oh, hi!
A god don't Fergie compare himself to men.
Football.
He's
above all that.
So if he's God, who created God? Yeah. But you know what I'm saying, though?
I get it. Yeah.
So I'm
with you on the manager thing. I think the manager...
The football was dire. The football was dire. We know that. But again, that was him making his point. And I totally understand it. You know what I mean? And you just have to sit back and analyse it and go, well, why did this happen? Because of A, B, and C, not because, oh, he was just a shit manager, oh, he was crap, look at the results we're having. Because then you got to go, we've lost 8 games on the bounce. Why is Ollie still sat in that seat? See?
I think
that 2 second silence was like 10 minutes. Because that's the argument.
They made a rod for their own back, didn't they? Because they appointed him permanent manager after he lost those first 2 games. We lost to Wolves and we lost to Arsenal. And on the back of that, they appointed him permanent manager. So when he loses another 6 games, he can't go, right, well, actually, it's 8 on the bounce now.
Hold on a minute. Did David Moyes not draw 7 games and we got rid of him?
Yeah, but that...
No. This is important.
Right, go on.
He drew 7 games. Yeah. He did not lose. We gave this man arrogantly, Man United... Arrogantly, Man United, we're giving him a 6-year contract. Who in the hell, apart from Newcastle...
Only just finished that, by the way.
You know what I mean? Apart from Newcastle, gives their manager that. And then we lose everything and go,
but the different starting point.
Yeah.
No, it's like me saying, I'll race Usain Bolt, but I'm starting at the 90.
Yeah. You'll still beat him.
Yeah, I probably would beat him. Just got to get over the line. And that's the difference. Like, Moyes took over.
They had to. Once they appointed him permanent manager, Ollie, they had to, no matter what, leave it to the end of the season. Because you can't be giving someone a job in March and sacking him in April. That's beyond ridiculous, even by United standards. And he had to bite the bullet and say, right,
hold on a minute, why can't you?
Come on. Because he was under pressure himself.
But if you made a mistake, swallow and just go, you made a mistake. Listen, you've just said it, Stephen, I'll reiterate. How many managers, and I'm with you on this, managers are not given a fair shout.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, managers should be given a 3-year contract, end of. After 18 months, let's evaluate and assess, and then we can extend it. No, you're getting managers coming in. Yeah, then, my man at Crystal Palace.
Oh, the boy, I was just thinking of him. 4 games.
Because he wanted to change.
But yeah. He had a brand new system.
Right.
And they're like, why has the system not worked in 3 days?
Right. Here are then. Even in the worst, and I can't stand them now, Leicester. Right. What did he do to my man?
Ranieri.
Are you having a laugh? Yeah. They've just won the league.
He should have been able to relegate them.
Yeah.
And it'd be happy days.
Yeah.
Won the league 5,000-1. Or something like that. Millions of pounds of people.
Yeah.
And because the man's come in and said, right, we've got to up it. This, we've got to up it now because we're in the Champions League and you're training twice a day.
Fucking well on.
You're training twice a day and they're saying, no, you're not. And we know people. No prominent people have said, I'm not training twice a day. And then booted him out instead of saying, you know what, right, you're not fitting. You've done what you've done. We're taking you upstairs. You can be the president of this club. There's not even a statue for the man.
That was the greatest achievement post Fergie in the Premier League.
Without a doubt.
Apart from Ollie coming third.
Oh yeah, Ollie and Ranieri.
Quite a fan of UEFA. You know what I mean?
Yeah, those are the 2 biggest achievements post Fergie in the Premier League.
And Frank Lampard this year, obviously.
Oh, yeah, mate.
But all the young managers. Don't forget all the young managers, really.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? You just think to yourself, what the hell are these clubs? What do they want? And it seems arrogant.
Are you feeling any better towards Ollie?
Last
time me and you were like, it was pretty dark times. And you were like, don't know how, kid. No into this one.
Listen, all I'm saying to you is this: is my manager right? And I'll have to support him. I support any manager that comes into Man United because I'm a fan. I'm supporting any manager that comes in Man United. But at the end of the day, whether you like it or not, and arrogantly, you're only assessed on what you win. Right. You're only assessed on the trophies that you come through that door with end of, because you can look back and go, yeah, well, I managed Cardiff, but I took them down. I managed Bromborough and I got two. Well, that's Denmark. You know what I mean? Now, at the end of the day, any manager wins the Premier League, bang, give him credit. You've got to give him credit. So if he wins the Premier League, and if you win, you know, the FA Cup, and you see this Europa thing, I'm not interested in it.
Well, you're on about his fucking greatest competition the world's ever seen.
Well, it's true,
behind the Cup Winners' Cup.
Yeah.
Well, but the Sibusio Cup. Listen, you don't play Sibusio, you see. Sibusio, mate, that is the one to win. That is the one to win.
Back in the day.
You know what I mean? Sibusio, mate.
Yeah, but Trevor remembers it in black and white.
But you know what I mean? I just like... Listen, I'm not interested, mate. Do not tell me that we've won 9 games on the trot. All right, fantastic.
I get you want
because you've lost 11 games on the trot, and that's relegation fodder. So I want tangible. Listen, he's my manager. I support him. Like I said to you, it's not a personal thing. It's just outside of that. Can he make Man United great again? Who knows?
You've made the point, Anya, several times that it may well be that the next manager gets the benefit of some of the things that he's done with the youth, with bringing through the
same way like Louis.
You know what I mean? You may well see that. Someone may come in and go, right, you know what?
Hold on a minute. Hasn't Ollie got the benefit of Jose? Earmarking Maguire? Earmarking Bruno? Listen, you got to remember when he put a bid in, didn't he, for Leicester? They wanted 50 and he said 60. He wanted Willian. They wanted 60.
Wasn't 50, like some sort of swap deal?
10 million. So the board is saying, no, you're not doing it. Are you having William now? Are you having him?
Probably, yeah.
As an input player.
Squad, but yeah.
He's not my first one through the door.
No, but you're having him, aren't you? Yeah. Exactly.
As long as there's not any swap deals.
So it's about managers benefiting. Whether you like it or not, every player that's coming from Man United has been earmarked. You go past all the records, go on it, and he's got, Jose likes him. Jose's looking at him. Jose's da-da-da-da. Van Bissaka. This and that, my man, blah, 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 blah. So we're benefiting it.
Who earmarked Pogba then? Because I think Raiola came out when it happened, didn't he? He said it's been going on for two and a half years, this.
Finn, was that not starting the moment he left?
It was always that, the option, didn't it? The option.
And it just spiralled to ridiculous.
It's an option, wasn't it? I mean, and again, like I said, you can't blame the man. Yeah, Lukaku. Scoring goals for fun. Now, listen, hold on. Listen, he was not brought in with his first touch before he came, give me that.
No, I'm not saying he was, but right. Come on, Trev.
No, listen.
It was hard work.
No, listen to me. Now, it's about service. Am I right? You're going to get this in your team. You're going to get this in your team, mate. Your kid up there in your team is going to be scoring goals for fun.
We play at level 16, Trev. We're going for the fucking Champions League. We're going for the Manchester League.
No, your passion. You. Let's come in here to start
no
the
pressure,
season.
Right? Yeah.
Let's come in here to start
the season. You're in the Champions
League. Halfway the season. Let's come in here.
Season. You're like, a failure.
Fucking lost today. You don't dog and duck. Dog and duck team. We lost today. We missed a set. Da, 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 da. At the end of the day, right? At the end of the day, it's one of those. If you're not scoring goals, boom. Lukaku was brought in to score goals. What was the point of his first touch? His service. If he give him the service, he's having it. You're talking to me now with Rashford on one side and possibly Sancho on the other side, giving it. He's not scoring goals. Is he not scoring goals?
Yeah, but.
No, you know, yeah, but.
But Martial's scoring goals, though, that's the thing.
But Martial's a different player.
But you can't have them both, right? One of them's going to be your number nine. That's the point.
No, why? You have two number nines. Three number nines. My man's injured. Then listen, my man just come through the door now. We won't name him too early. My man just come through the door now. If Alston's on, he steps in.
He
steps in.
Seriously.
Trent's going to have a 1+8 as well.
Listen, mate, I'm telling you now. Man's to score goals.
I'm not saying he couldn't. I'm just saying.
I'll tell you what else. It's controversial. I'm going to controversy
like
now.
Really?
It's controversy now.
Looking at them fucking comments you've been for the last hour.
It's going to controversy. Now, what did I say? Who's that twat? I'm telling you now, who would have fitted into the system really now that we're playing football
now? I'm scared.
Hang on. Please cut me out of the screen a sec. Because this, I feel like it's going to be fucking mental. There we go.
Go on.
Who do you think? I just sold him.
Who? Sanchez.
Right, listen to what I'm saying to you now. Listen to what I'm saying to you now.
Right, go on.
If you sit here now and tell me I'm wrong. When he first come to United, United wasn't even on his level. The man was two or three passes above them. His work rate off the pitch, but his movement, everything. Right. There was no one giving him that. Right. You've got Bruno now and you've got Pogba playing really well. His movement now, happy days.
He would have fitted in. But I think the water under the bridge has been too much. Now.
It's gone. But I'm just saying.
What he represents in his wage, I think he unbalances the squad.
Yeah, but we have to look at the performance as well. I get where you're coming from, but towards the end as well, especially. It was again. It was hard work, man.
You said to me today. You said come in and give the podcast some controversy and get them going. So I'm doing it.
That's what you said to me. Right. I know what you like.
If you're gonna write abuse, leave a like first. No, don't worry about it.
You know what I mean? But for me, I just think no. You see, there's too many red tinted glasses. You lot are just. Oh, Man United. Cut one off.
I'm going to have to get a notepad out. Bollocks. To write down the crazy shit you said in this.
Bollocks. Say as it is. Say as it is. Say as it is.
I'm not being funny.
Controversy.
It's not controversy, right?
Lukaku can score goals. He wasn't there to bring him for his touch. He wouldn't bring him to his touch.
But he scored in his service. How many goals did he get?
Right, well, give the man the service. Mate. Sanchez, right, was just too quick for United when he first came in. His movement, his passing, there was no one on his level. The man's got pissed off like, oh, I can't be arsed. Play him down the middle. He scored 31 goals for Arsenal down the middle. Not on the wing, down the middle.
Right.
Is Greenwood, would Greenwood score 31 goals from the right coming in? No, he wouldn't. Would he score 30-odd goals, 40 goals down the middle?
Yes.
Without a doubt. Play him in the position. Stop fucking up. Excuse me. Messing about.
I don't even know what you're shouting at before.
All this. Play,
I don't even know why you're shouting.
Playing players in the wrong positions and expecting miracles out of him.
Do you know what I mean?
It's not
going. All I've said
is,
I think it was time for Sanchez to go.
I'm saying to you now, I would have loved to have seen him in this system now.
Right. All right. Fair enough.
I would have loved to have seen his movement in this system now.
Right. Fair enough. I just think it was done. I think it was done with Sanchez at United.
You know what I mean? Ace Knock says, are you drinking furniture polish, Trev?
I love it, our kid. I love it. Love it. But this is where it is, man. I'm not, you know what I mean? It's too many red mist looking glasses. Oh, United this, United that. Nah, man. Mate, I'm 62 years of age, mate. I've seen it all. Been there, done it.
So, what was your favourite season watching United and why was it 1991?
You know what? For me, the best thing about watching that all these years, you've just seen the class of 92 coming through. Yeah. And you know, my first game was Tottenham. I think it was about 67, something like that. I've seen Bestie lob Pat Jennings, you know what I mean? And seen everything. They were great times. And you know, we used to have a Friday night game, coaches team, you know what I mean? And I lined up with me, Pancho Pearson, Kiddo, you know what I mean? And like Joe Royal inside the gym, and I'm thinking, me? What the fuck?
Joe Royal at United?
Then, yeah, just because he was a mate of Ron Atkinson's at the time.
I know he's a massive mate of Ferguson, yeah, yeah, isn't he, as well?
So we used to have coaches teams, you know what I mean? So you're playing amongst these lads, you know what I mean? He used to play long, you know, used to watch in services. Bestie came in for 10 minutes. Someone says to me, George Best playing? I was like, yeah, right, he's Friday night. Next time I just see his Irish action, I was like, oh my God.
When's it?
I'm probably about 25 then, 26.
Really?
I was like, oh my God. And I was just playing part time at Stockport County.
Was that 80s? Mid 80s?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, oh my God. And he came in and he scored two goals and went. And I was like, I don't care. I've been on the pitch. I'm not even touched, but I've been on the pitch.
You can sell
but
that.
So, you know, to see everything, the transition. Listen, I love Man United, you know what I mean? But I just think the fans are different now. It's just these young ones you just expect because we've done everything for 27 years and it's like, you know, it should continue. And then it's just too red mist. And like I said, you're not giving managers time, you're not giving players time. You know what I mean? It's just like, play them in the right positions and perform, do what they do. But, you know, all these systems, 4-5 fucking one and fucking Stratford Paddocks, 11, 11 plus 9 or whatever they're fucking playing. And that's the fans on it, you know what I mean? And then you got people from fucking Birmingham coming in. I think they're fucking experts. And you've got, you know, support your fucking local teams, man. Do you know what I mean? Fucking Walsall. Do you know what I mean? Fucking West Bromwich Albion.
Yeah, West Brom's.
Fucking Alville. Do you know what I mean? I have an affinity to West Brom. I was there at that match. I was there. West Brom 5. United 3.
I'm always stimulated.
I was there, mate. It was great. Fantastic. Because obviously Lincoln Tell was a mate of mine, and you know me, seeing him and Remy, you know what I mean? So seeing them kids, great, mate. Times have changed radically. They can't leave a stand, you know what I mean? What we got now. The stadium needs fucking fixing now, doesn't it?
But he's no a doubt, baby wipe, doesn't it, and no a catcher.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? But listen, you know, it's a great bit of banter, it's great, isn't it? But yeah, a lot of the younger ones now, just fucking no idea, mate. It's all shite. Well, yeah, but what so-and-so, yeah, but United could do that. No, we can't. But so-and-so, no, mate. We should be getting this. Sancho. That's have we not getting them? We've not getting them. Sancho.
We haven't actually
done well. Actually, you've diverted the attention away.
Yeah,
from
you've
Sancho
totally, fucking to the nailed that.
Jose Mourinho.
Right, for anyone that's just tuned in, the Sancho deadline was meant to have been today. Word on the street is Michael Zorc's come out and saying like we ain't selling him. We're planning for him this season. Then everyone got a little bit confused. About he must have mentioned a contract in whatever announcement he's done. He's not signed a new one. it's just the same one he already had.
Excuse me. This is our show.
I know I already got that.
Get his own show.
There's also been some breaking that Sancho will bang in a transfer request as well, which was kind of muted a couple of weeks ago, that might be the case if things don't hurry up. And that might have also been for what the deadline was.
Right, here's one then. So you start him then, do you?
Tune in next week for Trev's Brew.
You start him.
We don't even need a mic.
You start Sancho. You start Sancho on one side, so we're going for the wingers.
Right.
Who's on the other? He's on the side.
I'm scared to say, because you'll shout
No, who's to say?
Right, at the moment.
Sid James.
No. If you're going to play, if Sancho starts, it's Martial down the middle and Rashford on the left.
Okay, yeah, I love
that.
And
then you rotate with Greenwood.
I love that. Right. Rotating where? Where'd you put Greenwood?
Wherever the fuck you want.
Well.
Oh, so you put him wide right, do you?
Can I speak before you start shouting at me?
Go on.
Right.
Where are you putting him?
Put him down the middle.
Correct.
Nine.
Correct.
The wise man just told
like
me.
For like for like.
Like for like.
Don't be trying to put the kid into a position where you're putting pressure on him to produce. Play him where he's comfortable. As he gets more mature, you can get out there. Look at Giggs going from going winger, midfield, brains. Brains, unbelievable. Yeah. Giggs, to Owen, bang, get a bit of that.
Yeah, mate, the fucking what Olympiacos ball. Game, remember? What about that?
Do you know what I mean?
Season.
So
absolutely ran the show at Old Trafford.
It's nurturing development, but don't expect put pressure on the kid to make him develop into a right winger when he's not a right winger. And if we're going to play Martial, which, you know, he obviously keeps his dummy nice and sweet and he doesn't start crying because he's lost his number nine shirt and shite like that. Do you know what I mean? He's scoring goals for fun. Happy days. Put a smile on your face. You're happy to play at United. Let your fucking face show it then. Tell your face you're happy.
That's just his way.
Tell your face you're happy.
Do you know what I mean? He's like, scores a great goal, just like. I'm just like that, mate. I'm just brutal.
Apologize.
I'm brutal.
Right.
I'm
brutal. Expect nothing.
Hey, and happy birthday to the legend today, Keno. Mate.
Yeah, happy birthday to
Keno.
Oh,
mate. Love him.
Do you reckon he's had a cake?
Oh, it would have been more than a cake.
It across the kitchen when it got brought to him.
So would you? Yeah, then here's one for you, two then. Let's go back then now. 2 years then.
Right.
We ain't got a manager.
Yeah.
Keno Ali.
Keane Orley 2 years ago. Listen, I love Roy Keane. Right, I do. But could he come in and manage Manchester United?
I'm saying 2 years ago.
Why not now?
I'd have him in, have him tomorrow.
So why not now? Why are you on about 2 years ago?
Because I just think because at that
when
time
when he was at Villa. Around that time. When he was at Villa with
it went all right for him as an assistant at Villa.
For
I think is he's supposed to be good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
The manager being bad cop.
Yeah.
Can't have bad cop, bad cop.
No, but I think him and O'Neill would have been a good partnership. But I think Oli could have done with Keno there. And another thing I don't get, why haven't we got all the class of 92 involved? Why aren't they involved?
I reckon they're gigs. They're going to buy the club in a few years. I reckon they're
really?
Learning.
I
think
good.
I
hope
I think
so.
They're doing an apprenticeship at Salford.
I think, you know,
we've run a club and I think eventually they'll try and
but
get
for me, out. All them lads should be involved there.
Who's involved now? Nicky Butt's involved.
Did a great job. But Scholes was there for a bit and, do you know what I mean, with your NTs. But all them Giggsy, Neville's, they should be. Even, you know, the supermodel. Bex, he should be involved somewhere.
He's not got time for that.
Well, I know, but he's got his own team now, hasn't he?
In but Miami.
I just think, you know, in terms of like knowing what the ethos that Fergie created, it's difficult when someone leaves, but to try and get a bit of continuity, you know what I mean? Everything, it should be carried on forward, and that can only be, you know, you're not going to win everything all the time. We know that, but I just think, you know.
We made that mistake when Moyes came in, we got rid of the coaching staff. That was the big mistake.
Yes, but again, you know what I mean?
Jimmy Lumsden and Steve Round. I know you don't like slagging off coaches, but come on.
No, but what I'm saying to you is this, and like I've said to you before, this is an example before. You tell me in the history of football what any manager goes into a club and keeps the old regime there. And I know what you're saying.
And also, if Rennie had stayed, we might have been deluded into thinking Moyes actually had a pot of glue. You might have actually thought. If we'd have carried on doing it, you might have gone, Moyes might have like come second maybe
with
that coaching staff, and you'd be like, no, give him time, he'll get it.
It was just a recipe for disaster.
You needed to know what it was about.
Coming in with them lot.
And what it was about is just about Sunderland level.
It's difficult. Like you
say. Even like, he kept gigs on that, but what was he? He wasn't involved, was he?
You know what I mean? What are you doing with gigs there? You know what you're doing? What are you doing? And you give him 4 days. Give him a chance, because I'm not being funny here now. If you're telling me gigs and Ollie, well, gigs has had that 4 days, four games experience. I'm keeping gigs in. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, but if you bring Ollie in then, bring Giggs in then.
He's got,
I'll bring Ollie in, bring Keno. Keno would have, listen, there's not a lot of shenanigans going on now, mate.
Keno would have ended up killing someone.
Well, listen, because, you know what, listen, but his standards.
He would have been getting charged for GBH.
You've got to remember, right? Guggsy, Fergie loaded the gun. Keno fired it, right? Yeah. His standards, right, were exceptional. Yeah, exceptional. And that's what Man United created. When we were there,
maybe full time travels. I like that. if fucking hell, that's just thrown me. What I was gonna say, maybe Keno's standards didn't work at Sunderland and Ipswich and Villa. Maybe Keno's standards can only work at Manchester United, where you can get your Brunos.
Well,
and
I disagree. I think you know what I've learned as a coach. You know what I mean? And I carried on whatever when I left United and I went into different jobs. I carried my ethos and my morals and what I learned at Man United into that. Do you know what I mean? And I think it can work. You just have to shuffle it a little bit for whatever it is. Yeah, but
he's keen the kind of guy to shuffle.
I think
why didn't it work for him?
Well, he was frustrated because again, I think it's what even. Don't promise people X to get him in and not produce. Don't promise him X. And I think that is the problem. If you go in with your standard to go, well, this is what I've got to work with, but this is what I'm going to lay down. These are my principles. These are my philosophy. This is this, blah, 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 blah. We can work that and grow. But if you go in and go, right, I'm going to give you 50 million and then you only get 20. No. Manager's asking for five players. My man up the road, and he's getting five. We're getting two.
And the rest.
We're getting two. Look, no, that's not.
The
that's
thing
not.
He's done it on a shoestring, not any pep, so.
I know, but. Yeah. Well, there you go. I was a bit skinny.
Nurtured the youth.
It is one of those, isn't it? But I think, you know, listen. Hopefully, you know, this is a, you know, not wanting to sound like a fucking Arsenal fan, but this is a great achievement for him to get where we got finished up this season, and let's move on. But don't come to me next season and go, oh, Trev, what do you think? We come third, and
trophies.
If we win a trophy, run fine.
Well, you've got to keep moving forward.
Got to keep moving forward.
Backwards.
It's going to be harder to finish third though next season.
It's progression, not regression. And I think the standards that were laid down by the man himself, and Keno is one of those. Look at Ireland in the World Cup. It's all right. Why are they in the economy? And the big noises they're all doing. They get to the training pitch.
He's not wrong.
It's shit.
Everything he said was absolutely bang on.
Bang on.
And he was like,
no kit
in the pitch. Yeah. You're in the World Cup here.
Yeah, and he was like, I'm not having this.
And this is his country, and he loves his country. You know, he's so proud. He loves his country. And like us, it's the same. And I just think, you know, it's Man United and the realisation, and it's like, you know, Ollie, don't be scared of saying no to these. Don't be scared of saying no to them. But at the moment, there's some incidents where he is.
Right, we need to wrap it up there because these lot have got rid of some shame, Trev, can I come on your brew next week?
Legend, mate, legend. Legend, mate, I loved it. I'm staying now. I'm doing the Birmingham kids bit. I'm staying. I'm doing the glory hunter.
Right, make sure to subscribe if you're new around here. All of these podcasts are available on iTunes and anywhere decent that you get your podcast from. Make sure you subscribe to come and listen to the audio versions. The lads are going to be back later on for the watch along and the team news. So make sure to keep it locked. Stretford Paddock for all of those. And we'll see you guys.
Come back for the game.
Come back for the game if you want, mate. You've got an invite.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.